Hi everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans, and I'm your transformation coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. I'm on the treadmill this morning, just been training a few clients early this morning. Sun is just coming up and I wanted to talk about how you create a high performance mindset. Yesterday we were talking about building self-confidence, that is part of it, but the high performance mindset, it's kind of next level thinking, because we find that we get caught up in just the day-to-day transactional nature of what we have to do. Every single person on the planet has a bunch of obligations that they need to meet each and every day. And what I've certainly found as I was developing my own mindset was, if I go back and look at what was the moment, or how did I make that shift from just going through each day, and when I was an employee, just turning up each day and doing the work that was required and attending meetings and meeting with staff and achieving the project outcomes that I was supposed to achieve. How do I move from just doing that transactional thing and coming home, and you know, I'd have projects around home that I wanted to do on my 2.5 acres of home and developing the property and the gardens, etc. But then how did I then move that into my business to say, well, yeah, I'm not just making money from my business, but I'm focusing on better outcomes for my clients, better outcomes for me as a person, and just raising things to the next standard, and then, or that next level, and then, yeah, having the opportunities to connect with people differently around the world. And my thinking at some point was just, well, how do I just get enough clients to make the income that I wanted? And I wasn't thinking about a global type of business. And I can remember thinking about, well, I want to do this. I want to go to that next level. How do I do it? And so that's what I wanted to focus on today, because I guarantee you, you are not going to run a global business if you don't have a mindset of a global empire, if you like, or working with people outside your local area. But for me, it started by, how do I just become great at what it is that I want to do? And then I remember thinking, well, I do want to go to that next level. I want to make, you know, whatever it is, per month. I do want to be working with people internationally, so how do I do it? And then found a strategy to be able to do it. But I think the key to get those high performance outcomes is you really need to work out what it is that you want. Like, why are you doing what you want to do? If you go back and listen to yesterday, I said one of the keys to building confidence is to love what it is that you're doing. Because if you absolutely love what you do, then you're always going to be focusing on progressing, moving from where you are to that next step. If you think about it like a staircase, you always want to be moving upwards. So how do you get to that next step? And when you love what you do, you want to be the best version of you. Maybe you're not the best in the world at what you're doing, but the best version of you in doing what it is that you love. And for me, I guess I got to that next level. And for many years, if you think about stairs again, you know, you go up a staircase and you go up, say, 10 stairs, and then you got to turn 90 degrees and go up another set of stairs. I was probably sitting on standing on that platform before turning 90 degrees and going up another flight for a number of years, thinking, well, I'm comfortable standing here. Yeah, there's a lot more stairs to go, but I'm comfortable standing here. And then I realized that I wasn't living my true potential, and there was more. And I could, I guess for me, to move to that next level, it was, I said, I wanted to prove to myself what I'm truly capable of. I'm not earning what I'm worth. I'm not doing all the things that I know I can be doing. I want to be a better version of me. I want to raise my standard. I think that's the only way that you're going to get to that next level. and achieve those high performance outcomes, you've got to have the hunger and drive within you to do that. Now, I do think it's something that you can create within yourself. But I also think that you're only going to do it if you're doing something that you love. If you are not a fan, you hate what it is that you're doing, then you're not going to get high performance outcomes for very long. You may do it for a little bit of time because you feel inspired or motivated to do it at a point in time, but you're not going to be able to sustain it and you're not going to achieve your true potential. You've got to love it. If you don't find what you love, look to find those higher performance incomes. I've seen many people that in the corporate world that might have done a good job, but they didn't do their best effort. They got results. They didn't get the best results that they could because they're just turning up. What they're passionate about is getting the money for the role, for these senior roles, but they're not doing their best job, not getting the best outcomes. And often they surround themselves with people in a team that are in the same situation. So collectively, no one's getting their absolute best high performance outcome. They're just getting things done. And unfortunately, that's true for most people. So the high performance outcomes, those true high performance outcomes, only come from a few individuals. They don't come from everybody. So if you want to be really different, then you do have to create this mindset of being different from most other people that you surround yourself, well, not necessarily you surround yourself with, but that are around you. Like you're walking down the street, you're walking through the community, you're walking into businesses. You just know that most people working in that business are just getting through the transactional nature of every single day. They're not focused on those high performance outcomes. I find that even your allied health professionals, even say your doctors, like my daughter, I have to spend a lot of time with her in hospitals and working with doctors and so forth. And you can just tell that they are not high performance doctors. They're not high performance specialists. They're so burnt out from the nature of being so many patients that they need to treat, etc. I think they lose their passion for making a change and getting that high performance outcome. They're just moving from one person to the next, to the next, to the next. They get things wrong. They think they're talking to one person, but they're actually talking to someone else, and they don't understand the case. They haven't read the notes, all that kind of stuff. They're pumping people in and out like a sausage machine. They're getting paid, $400 an appointment kind of thing. It's disappointing, but that's the nature of what we have to deal with in today's society. So you need to be different. You need to think differently. A high performance outcome mindset is different to a transactional one. You have to want to be the best version of you. You have to love what it is that you're doing. And you've got to have, like I was talking yesterday, about this unrelenting work ethic to become a better version of you. Every single day, looking at, how do I become better? What's an outcome that I can achieve today that's going to make me better than yesterday? How do I keep learning? How do I keep growing? Who's that next relationship that I need to connect with to help me get more knowledge, to help me get more leverage in my higher performance? Who's an alliance partner that I can perhaps do business with? How do we work better together? I mean, if you think about it, all high-performance teams only become high-performance teams by a collective group of passionate individuals that work really well together. They're great individually at what they do, but when they come together, wow, that's powerful. And that's what we need to do. I mean, one of the biggest changes that I've made to my thinking over the past 12 months has been committing to spending time every day, 7 days a week, to building, nurturing, creating new relationships. Business relationships I'm talking about. Reaching out to people that you don't even know to see whether, is there something here? I mean, LinkedIn is great for that. I'm starting to connect now with more people that is to do with the management of my daughter and trying to help her have a different outcome in her life, are suffering from a terminal illness. I'm reaching out to experts globally in that space to try and have conversations with them to see, am I just one conversation, one person away from helping her completely change her life? And that's the same in various aspects of your business as well. But that only comes from careful thinking and thinking, well, how do I get a different outcome here? I could reach out to just people for the sake of reaching out, but if it's around a specific area, a specific topic, a specific area around her illness, then that's a different conversation, right? And so you've got to narrow in your focus. Where do you want to get great at? What needs to happen for you to get higher performance outcomes for you as a human, you as a person in a role that you're doing, your business that you're doing? How do you get high performance outcomes for the people that you're working with? How do you gain that more knowledge, etc.? So it only comes from purposeful action. Now, most people will not sit down and work out, what do I want to achieve this year? What do I want to achieve by the end of today? What do I want to achieve in 90 days? And for many years, I didn't do that either. But I'm very driven, very motivated, and I would always take action. I guess what I've done is shifted that action more to, well, right now it's probably a lot of stuff around my daughters, and just because of the age they're at and because I've got one with a terminal illness. And the other side is business stuff, very specifically focusing on what are the key outcomes that I want to achieve for my business, and realizing that the only way that's going to happen is if I over deliver to my clients. And so how do I do that? How do I create a better experience for my clients, providing them with higher performance outcomes? And then if I give them everything that they want, then I will get what I want as well. But I'm constantly looking at, how can I grow myself? How do I get better outcomes? Looking at new technologies, looking at ChatGPT and things like that. And how do I become better using that type of technology? What's emerging technology? What else is coming? How can I be just providing these really awesome outcomes for people? And then people will want to work with me because I'm providing such good outcomes for them. A good example there is I've just picked up a new client. She's been battling with a declining health since COVID, and some family issues that she's been having that's just caused her health to decline. And she just got to a space where she is desperately wanting to achieve a different change. So part of one of the programs that I do, one of my coaching programs, is I set her up with all the tools that she wants to, she needs to have to help achieve the health change. But I said to her, the biggest change you're going to have is with your mindset. Once you change your mindset, you'll find that the other things that I'm giving you the tools for, they will just become seamless and effortless in your life, because you'll realize that you need to just make them part of your lifestyle. And so it's making it a long-term, life-sustainable process, is to make it, I guess, in bite-sized little chunks that she's able to implement. And so a part of my program is every week I connect for a 10, 15 minute, or yesterday's worth of 23 minutes, but a 10, 15 minute phone conversation to check in each week as to how things are tracking. What were the successes? What are the challenges? How do we keep moving forward? And one of the differences between today and like a health transformation, for instance, is you're pretty much left to your own devices. People might give you some tools and say, off you go, or if you go and join a gym, there's no extra service from joining a gym. It's like, it's up to you to be self-motivated. But by putting in very, very customized and tailored approaches and ongoing accountability, where you're not just logging it in an app or something like that, you are having conversations with people, then people really value it. So this particular client, we had our call yesterday, and just the changes that she's already noticing, and yet she's noticing that it's a challenge for her as well. And we talked about Well, here's some things that you can do right now from the very next meal that you have to help make that easier for you. But she's sleeping better, she's more energized, she's more focused, she's happier, she's not bloated, she feels great. And you know, she's just so grateful for having me in her life now to help support her through this process. She's getting way better outcomes. She's been going to like exercise classes and stuff for a while, achieving some success, but not getting ultimately everything that she needs, because I could see that there's a heap of gaps that she had. I was like, well, let's close up those gaps. She's starting to do that and already getting some really great results. So it's a high performance outcome for her. How do I achieve that? Well, over 35 years of doing this, I understand what works for my body. I understand the evidence-based, science-based research, what is the best way, the fastest way, the most sustainable way of achieving success. No crash things. It's all like crash dieting and crazy extreme exercising programs and so forth. It's all about doing it, meeting somebody where they are and moving them from where they are to where it is that they want to get to at a pace that I know that they can work with. I have another client that hates exercise but is coming to see me because they want to achieve a completely different health outcome so that they can start a family, but hates exercise. So my challenge there is to work at a pace with them, make sure that they are really engaged in what we're doing, having a lot of fun, making sure that I understand what works well for them. That's by asking a lot of questions, and they're getting some really good results and enjoying the process at the moment. And the whole time, it's a discovery. How do you find what's the best way to work with somebody? And again, it's that tailored approach. How do you become a great coach? How do I become a more of a high performance coach? It's through becoming curious. It's about understanding that I need to listen more, as opposed to when I first started out in business, it's like, this is the approach that you must get. If you don't want to do this, then I will not work with you. And this is kind of a cookie cutter approach. Every single person goes through the same type of training and the same type of food, etc., etc. Now, if I think about, golly, since I first started to now, I mean, I deal with people that have all kinds of different intolerances. Veganism didn't even exist when I first started my business. I had very few vegetarian people, very few people that were like had intolerances and gluten-free and so forth. Now that's fundamentally changed, and COVID's also changed the way that people are working, their mindsets, etc. And people need more support, more counselling, more mindset work to help them achieve what it is that they want to achieve. So that's why I get a particular type of client that comes to me, because they need additional support. And every single person is different. So I need to constantly understand how to better communicate with my clients to get better outcomes for them. A lot of that involves listening. It involves absorbing their information, not just not talking, but listening, hearing what people are saying, and then understanding, just by virtue of working with probably thousands of clients, that you can achieve the same result different ways. And for some people, even though they might achieve it in 12 weeks' time, for some people it might take them years to achieve it. But it's being able to connect with people with where they are and get them the result that they want, setting expectations and giving them those high performance outcomes. So if I'm focusing on my high performance and how do I achieve those better outcomes for me, and I'm focused on that, then that raises my standard to then be better for helping other people raise their standards, if that makes sense. So you've got to always be focused on getting better. That will help you get a high performance outcome. High performance mindset. How do I get better each and every day? Because if you don't, life's boring. And if you're listening to this right now, I know that you want more. You want more out of your life. You want to achieve more. You want to be more. And if you think about those, what I just said, the high performance outcomes, how do you keep moving yourself from where you are right now to get to that next level? You watch how you adapt your thinking and you find the world's best coaches in the space that you want to be working in. You find the relationships that you want to be working with. You find the forums in which you are going to connect with those people. I made the decision years ago that I wanted to work with the best people in the world in particular spaces. My own personal strength and conditioning, my business coaching, my mindset coaching, but having the best systems to work with, getting coaching around, you know, all of that kind of thing, the back office of the business that I work with, and how do I work with a better type of client, somebody that is more committed? How do I make sure that that happens, because that's more enjoying. That's not the right word. Satisfying is the word. Much more satisfying for me. There's nothing worse than giving people the world's best advice that are not prepared to implement. Somebody that does that, they don't get the results, so therefore they just stay where they are. There's no fun in that. If you give people the best information, the best strategies, and they implement, they get the best results for them. They get great results, that you get great success stories, great testimonials, and that helps you progress your business. So if you're over-delivering to your clients, then you'll find that that will come back to you by virtue of spreading the word of what it is that you're delivering for your clients. So completely changed my world when I shifted my thinking. We've got to come from a mindset of high-performance thinking. So if you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for a free consultation right there. I would love to connect with you. Doesn't matter where you are in the world. It's a free consultation. Stay safe. Stay healthy. I'll see you tomorrow.